531.
Is an application built using the Maramataka phases of the moon, with Te Reo Māori as the default language for each phase, using knowledge that Māori have used for generations as a guide for planting, fishing and living. We're joined now by the creator of the Hina app, Dave Lasike. Dave was born in Auckland, raised on the North Shore, eldest of 10 children and of Tongan descent, has been married for 21 years, completed a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Victoria, Australia, and has been involved in the well-being of families and individuals throughout the Asia-Pacific area for over 20 years. Dave joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Mā loelele, and thank you for your time this afternoon, Dave.
Oh, no, good to be here, good to be here, yeah.
Well, Dave, firstly, can you tell us more about the Hina app, the name, you know, Hina, and how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So the Hina app was developed by myself and another gentleman by the name of James Iruira. And James is a master navigator and waka builder up here in the far north.
The idea for the app, though, you know, what was the genesis for you wanting to create the Hina app, please?
So it's more around knowledge sharing and being able to implement some of the strategies and ways that people live, you know, open it up to everyone else, and basically take it from a paper-based format to a digital format where people can just, you know, digital devices are everywhere now, and so it's about getting this knowledge out and about. So you know, if people want to use it, they can use it, and how they use it is up to them. Yeah.
Now, in terms of the features of the app, can you talk us through some of those, please, Dave?
Yeah. So some of the features of the app are around just some of the observations of the moon, what the moon kind of looks like, and some of, initially, when you load up the application, the default language is in Te Reo Māori. But you can switch to other languages of the Pacifica and have a look at what the phases of the moon look like in those other languages. And so it allows you to look at what, especially for us in New Zealand here, Aotearoa, it allows you to look at what that phase of the moon is and what that particular day kind of meant to Māori in ancient times and how that relates to us today, yeah. And so, like you alluded to, it focuses on the fishing and kind of the gathering and the living day to, you know, what are some of the good days to plant your food, plant your kai, what are some of the good days to go fishing, but again, it comes back to, you know, what the observations are for you as an individual, and not specific to, you know. It could be different down in Wellington. It could be different down in Christchurch. It was developed, you know, as a knowledge sharing application and what that looks like. And so, you know, this was just phase one. So kind of like the beta version.
So with that phase two, what is the next phase, and what will that involve, Dave?
Yeah, so phase two will involve, currently it's just in the Play Store, the Google Play Store for Android phones. Phase two will involve rolling it out to the iOS, to iPhones. And we've done a bit of a cleanup on the phases of the moon in terms of aligning it a bit better to New Zealand, to Aotearoa. And then we're also going to look at, you know, if you want to enable location-based in the application, you'll be able to get more kind of a better detailed information on the environment around you based on your location. Yeah.
How do you adjust for location? I think, you know, something you talked about a little bit earlier. Say, for example, you know, the phase of the moon might be different for, you know, Auckland, or if I'm in Wellington or down in Christchurch. How do you allow for that in the app?
So we get. You know, we'll ask for permission from the user to use their location of the device, And so we get the geo-coordinates of the device, and we match that up to a few other things, some stuff that goes on in the background, and we align it and basically figure out, you know, what the tides are around you, what the moon phase is around you, the angle of the moon, time of the moon. And kind of with these lights in the background,
It's so fascinating. The knowledge, you know, around the phases of the moon and using moon for our previous generation, not just for Māori but Pasifika, just how important was this knowledge and, you know, in the everyday living, Dave?
It was kind of core to how people lived, you know, back in, you know, earlier times, because life was a lot simpler and, you know, you could just observe. And you'll notice in the Hina app, you know, there's moments where, you know, it's not a good day for fishing, it's not a good day for hunting. And the same went for, you know, how people lived and how they felt. You know, it wasn't a good day to go out and start hunting. It wasn't a good day, you know, go play and run around and stuff. You know, it was a day to just to rest and regather yourself and recuperate. And that's some of the stuff we're going to be adding in version two. Is the energy levels, you know, and how people used to live, and, you know, what the general census was, you know, back then. But again, we'll give you the opportunity to track your own energy levels or how you feel that day, and give you a kind of a graphical view of, you know, what that looks like over time. You know, perhaps every phase of the moon, you know, like every new moon, which is kind of a day of day of rest or kind of a time to just recuperate, you know, maybe for you it might be a high energy day, and you know, over time you'll be able to track that and have a look at that through the Hina app in version two.
Now, in terms of the download so far, what's been the feedback you've received from those that have downloaded the beta version so far, Dave?
So the feedback's been pretty good. Again, a lot of that stuff has been, you know, it was initially designed just as a proof of concept, just to see if we could get it out there. And, you know, we kind of forgot about it. And then about 3,000 downloads later, we're getting feedback from people saying, oh, hey, man, can you fix this up? Can you fix this up? And I was like, oh, man, that's right. We put that out there. I forgot about that.
3,000 downloads, that's awesome. And when did you first put the app up, the beta version up?
I think we put it up in 2018. It was just something that we did kind of you know, it was James's initial push, and then, you know, he got me to develop it, and we kind of collaborated on how we were going to put this stuff together. You know, he got all the information for us. He's really good at that. You know, he deals with navigation, deals with Maramataka and, you know, phases of the moon. And then we're kind of pushing hard for phase two to get released before Matariki, which is, the new year, the Māori New Year coming up in July. So we're going to try and push for, June. Hopefully by that mid-June, we'll have it in there. And then we'll look to get some more feedback and see where else we can improve and just kind of keep it going,
Nice. And, of course, where can our listeners, our online viewers, go to download the beta version of the Hina app currently, please, Dave?
So Hina is in the Google Play Store. So if you have an Android phone, you can go to the Google Play Store, and you just search for Hina, which is H-I-N-A. And, you'll see the Maramataka app here. And just feel free to download it, give some feedback. We're happy to take anything. You know, if you think it's rubbish, or you think it's good, or you think, you know, it doesn't work for you in that location, we're happy to have a look at that and maybe push it out for a version 2.1 or something,
A very big thank you, Mano Opito, Dave Lasike, creator of the Hina app. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Dave. Really appreciate it, and all the very best for the launch of version 2 of Atumalo. Thank you.
Thank you.